This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. And on this Memorial weekend, we're going to take some time to talk about the military. We actually get quite a bit of mail from service members and their families, giving us a glimpse into some of the financial issues they face that the rest of us don't. Several months back, we got an email from Lieutenant Colonel Wade Hassel. He's commanding officer for the Marine Light Attack Helicopter Squadron 367. They're stationed at Camp Pendleton, just north of San Diego. A couple of years back, he heard a story we did about the U.S. Navy's financial readiness program. I thought that was a great idea, he wrote. So he came up with his own program for his Marines. And we decided that was worth a trip to the base. The HMLA 367 Squadron, a.k.a. Scarface, has served multiple tours of duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan. But while they're back stateside, on base, it is drill after drill after drill as pilots practice takeoffs and landings.
Just get a quick walk around the bird, make sure everything's finalized and buttoned up, nothing's hanging off.
These are multi-million dollar aircraft with complex machinery used in battle, and the last thing Hassel can afford is a distracted pilot.
If you are financially stable, that means that, okay, that aspect of your life is squared away. There's less things detracting you from your mission in the squadron. Anything that keeps you focused on your job of fixing, flying, maintaining aircraft is what we want.
I don't know if any of you have received this class already from your division financial representatives.
So the commanding officer requires his entire squadron to learn the basics of finance.
My name's Captain John R. Stange with the United States Marine Corps.
Captain Stange is one of the officers Hassel recruited to teach younger, newer Marines how to manage their finances. Their makeshift classroom was actually a locker room attached to the helicopter hangar.
So we're starting with your basic pay, pay and allowances. Okay, we have two types of pay. We have our basic pay, our base pay, and then we have special pay, which
Stange talked a group of a dozen or so squad members through the military's somewhat Byzantine pay structure. Other topics have included everything from car loans to saving for retirement from active duty. All of this because of concerns Hassel had for his Marines in the wake of the financial crisis.
When the market crashed in late 09, I was having a discussion with the commanding officer, and I was saying, you know, the Marine Corps, when I was brought up through it, I've been in 24 years now, I'd never really had anyone sit down and explain certain fundamentals of financial readiness to me. And somewhere in that conversation, either I volunteered or he voluntold me, why don't we get a class going?
Money is not a subject that pretty much anybody wants or likes to talk about. The military is, shall we say it, not a touchy-feely place. How do you get people to talk about money here when civilians won't even talk about it?
And it's not that we want them to necessarily talk about their particular situation. It's that we want to make sure that they have the opportunities to either improve upon their situation or fix a bad one. We need to know if someone's in financial troubles because that can affect our operational readiness. The other aspect of military service is if you declare bankruptcy or something along those lines, you could lose your security clearance. So it is a fine line that we tread because in this process here, we can't necessarily recommend, say, credit unions over banks because that gets us into trouble, but we can show them the difference and the strengths and the pros and cons of a bank and a credit union. Those types of things so that Marine and their spouse can make an informed decision.
Five, four, three, two, one, hack. At my hack, the time was 16:43. Roll call, Captain Lott and crew. Your event number 7102, TAC 1 Bravo.
In addition to their regular military duties, several members of HMLA 367 serve as command financial specialists. They're the ones who teach the classes and provide any financial counseling that squad members might ask for. Staff Sergeant Luke Schemenauer is one of them.
The biggest problems that I get when Marines come into my office, a lot of the Marines don't even understand all their pay, and they don't look at their leave and earnings statement to actually see how much money's coming in. They can't keep track of their spending. Also, some don't even have access to their bank accounts. Their parents have control of it, and a lot of them get creditors calling the command, and they don't know how to handle that.
Captain A.J. Ferrone is another command financial specialist. He also just happens to have a degree in economics.
I think you brought up the question before of how do you discuss this out in the open with your Marines? And, you know, obviously you can't order them to talk about it, but, you know, you can kind of gather up the shop and say, all right, guys, you know, Friday afternoon, what do you want to talk about? You're thinking about buying a car, you know, how's that going to work into your budget? And then you get that response of what budget? So you can kind of gauge, you know, okay, I kind of see where we're starting out with now. This is a budget. This is why debt's bad. And you can kind of go through some of these basic tenets.
And to that end, Hassel and his finance team have made it just about as easy as possible for their Marines to learn basic money lessons. Those lessons come in the form of something called a stall wall, an 8x11 sheet of paper filled with all kinds of fun facts about money management.
And we put them in the stalls of the bathrooms.
Well, of course they do.
So when a Marine is going about their business, they get to, you know, have something to read. So we will put up once a week a stall wall talking about some sort of finance aspect. But before we put it up, the Marines have a discussion within their division about that week's topic. So say we're going to discuss opportunity cost or dollar cost averaging. So they get a little 5-minute blurb before they go home for the weekend on it. And then it sits up on the wall and they can read about it in a little bit greater detail as time goes on.
This is Lance Corporal Brown, one of our maintainers. This is Tess Biglin.
Out in the hangar, on a tour of the squadron's Super Cobra, Viper, and Venom helicopters, it's easy to see why Hassel wants his people focused amid the complex machinery.
What are you working on today?
Doing a daily, sir.
Okay. Bird going on the flight schedule later on?
Not today, sir.
Okay.
Close things.
Okay. So here's the hangar. This is a Whiskey Cobra that we have going through phase maintenance right now. Step up. So this is the back seat of the Whiskey cockpit. You can see all what we call the steam gauges. So
you look at something this complicated and it's obvious that you don't want anything distracting.
Exactly. When you get in here and you're flying on low light level and you're wearing night vision goggles and you have to fly low through terrain, operating something like this takes a lot of effort. And financial readiness might be one of those little extra steps that keeps our pilots from doing something bad with the aircraft. And it keeps our maintainers focused on doing what they need to do.
Most of this advice is targeted at getting Marines financially fit before they ever deploy. But Hassel says what the military is dealing with now are Marines coming back stateside with what he says is something akin to financial PTSD.
There can be issues, and for me personally, it was... I do have friends that coming back. You know, they didn't have to pay for anything while they're deployed. The chow was free. You know, not necessarily good, but it was free. The only thing I paid for on my deployments was really a haircut. So I spent $5 a week. That was it. When you do come back, I've heard people tell stories related to post-traumatic stress disorder. That's part of the problem, coming back and now having to deal with a different type of reality to them that is less. It's like, why am I concerned about this bill when just a couple weeks ago I was concerned about my buddy? A homeowner's fee doesn't make sense to me. And just getting back into that rigmarole of you got to pay, you know, it's the first of the month. Oh, shoot, I forgot to put out the trash and I forgot to pay my bills.
I know this is a brand new program, but would you like to at some point see this kind of effort mandatory as part of training?
As a commander, commanders don't necessarily like mandatory things. Commanders like to command. If this works out, and I expect that we will learn something and the program be modified, it'll be maintained. And then I think the best way for this is through ownership, as Marines go to other units and they spread it that way. You know, there are tons of courses that the military has out there that people can go get counseling. I've just never seen anything on a unit level.
Yeah, it's too quiet.
You really have to see some examples of those stall walls. Might even want to copy the idea at home. So we've got them at marketplace.org. You can also see photos from our trip to Camp Pendleton. And if you're in the military and looking for more resources, we have some links from the Department of Defense. And stay tuned a bit later in the show when we'll be talking with three military spouses stationed at Vandenberg Air Force Base about how they deal with the vagaries of managing money in the military.